You're listening to the Sea Plan Do Show
with Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. And keep the chain. All of the lights.
Lights. All of the lights.
Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby.
Dead. I slapped my girl, she called her feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a n- replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Tuesday! Yeah! Woo! Shout out to everybody watching right now. Welcome to the Sea Plan Do Show with me, Gary O'Neill Jr., your favorite professional life coach, business consultant, serial entrepreneur, pretty much everything that I want to do, man. Shout out to you and everyone that's watching right now. Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday, and so I definitely look forward to tonight's episode, episode 12, Wheels Up with Rob Anthony, and he'll be here later on today as we go over our information. All right, so this is the last week of April, and I'm just excited to let's start getting out of this. Hopefully you're still making sure that you're staying home, that you're staying safe, you're staying out of the way. We still want to make sure we protect ourselves and protect other people, because it's not just about us and feeling restless or having an issue. It also is about protecting other people. So if you really think about it, it is if a person who has the virus wear a mask and you don't wear one, it doesn't matter. But if you wear one and they don't wear one, then you can still, it's a lower chance, but the best protective chance, the best way to be protected is if you wear a mask and they wear a mask. I know sometimes you may not feel like it, but guess what? We all have to stick together. We all have to work together, and we want to make sure that we get out of this as safe as possible. So tonight, let's go right into our Sea Plan Do moment of the week, and this moment of the week is sponsored by the Kia Experience. The Kia Experience is the ultimate indulgent hair experience. Hey, if you're an essential employee, take advantage and schedule your appointment today. She is open for essential employees only. The Kia Experience also has those follicle stimulant drops, and that's for everybody. Now, guess what? They are the hottest things out here. They're the hottest things on the market for you and your hair to get your hair's groove back. Right now, while you're sitting home, you take those stimulant drops, and guess what? You're going to notice growth immediately. So make sure you check out the Kia Experience at thekiaexperience.com. That is KIAXPERIENCE.com. Kia Experience. Don't put the E in it. But KIAExperience.com. So your Seed Plan Do moment of the week, again, sponsored by the Kia Experience, is entitled Thank You. And I just want to take time out just to thank a host of people that are helping us out during this time that we might have not really appreciated, that we might have overlooked, that we might not have thought about. And so thank you to the grocery store clerks who take care of our groceries and have to be in front of dozens and hundreds of people a day. Thank you to the truck drivers who are making sure our shipments and medical supplies and foods are getting to their destination safely. Thank you, of course, to our medical professionals, our restaurant workers, your generous neighbors and friends, the warehouse workers, the farmers, the janitors, garbage men, as well as the sanitation workers. Thank you so much for all of the work that you've been doing during this crisis. And so I know that I am extremely, extremely thankful for each and every one of you and what you are doing to help us during this time. That is your Seed Plan Do moment of the week entitled Thank You. Thank you, guys. All right, so let's get right into our song of the week. And our song of the week is sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland CPR Training. So guess what? Currently, Heart Savers Maryland is offering the newest training, virtual CPR. With virtual CPR, you are learning CPR right from the comforts of your own home. You can watch the videos, then you get guided in those skills live with your instructor, and you receive your certification the same day. So book your course today by shooting an email to heartsaversmaryland.com. Again, heartsaversmd@gmail.com. So now this is your C Plan Do song of the week entitled And We Need It. All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah, Nazareth you got us then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty, and it's the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a mother, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Prayer was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? We hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
All right, so that was your C Plan Do song of the week. All right, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. And so we had some technical difficulties earlier with Rob, and let's see if we can get Rob back on now.
Okay, all right, Rob, are you there?
I am here.
Boy, oh man, yes. All right, okay, all right, so there we go. We are live. We got 5G. We're going to get everybody back. All right.
Yes. Great.
Okay.
All and right. 5G does not cause the Rona, y'all.
Does it?
Don't start that. Don't start that.
You're right. No, it doesn't. I've been sitting on those green generators for years.
No.
You're immune. If you've been sitting on the generators for years, yeah, you're fine. Yeah, 5G. Yeah, why would nah,
I never knew that was like a shared experience, but I definitely sat on some green generators.
Who hasn't? Right? Everybody sat on one of those.
I never thought anything of it when we were doing it. And people are like, yeah, we did that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are immune, man. We're good to go.
There it is.
All right. I am so glad that we're officially back. So glad that we're able to overcome adversity. Look at us overcoming adversity.
Look at God.
Woo! Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good.
God is good. All right.
So I'm so glad that we're able to get back. We're rocking and rolling. You have upgraded your network. And so now we are good to go. Because I was like, wow.
I upgraded devices, I guess, because it's literally the same. It's literally the same Wi-Fi. But
yeah, I don't know, man. All I know is that I was like, oh, man, here we go. But guess what? We're back. And so we're just going to jump right into it. So,
all right, let's go.
Let me introduce you one more time. One more again. All right. So I am talking with Rob Anthony. Woo. Rob Anthony is the founder of Malibu Travel Booking and has a background in sales, marketing, club promotions, radio promotion, and human capital management. Welcome to the show, Rob.
What is happening? It's good to actually be able to hear you like smoothly.
Smooth in real life.
Yes.
My jokes were being destroyed.
I'm so sorry.
I said, wow, is this happening right now?
I'm sorry.
But guess what? It's okay. Things happen. All right. So I'm still going to ask you these questions.
Bam, let's do
it. First question. What is more likely to happen? I fly a plane or your beloved Redskins win a Super Bowl?
I don't know what your background is in piloting.
Never flown a plane at all.
Zero. The Redskins, just out of the fact that they are a National League football team, they do have a chance.
Right.
And there's no chance, I don't think, of you flying, right? None?
Unless I'm on a plane and it's going down and they're like, oh, man, the pilot is out.
Those are my two choices. I would say the Redskins winning the Super Bowl, but don't hold your breath.
Right. No. I actually think that I may actually fly the plane, you know, but it's okay.
I think they have a chance for a playoff spot.
They might. True. Look, anything's possible. Okay.
In the NFL, things seem to turn around a lot faster than in other leagues.
No.
New coach.
If your Redskins win the Super Bowl, I will let you host the show. And I will wear a Redskins jersey as you host this entire show.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't care. I wouldn't count on that, though.
So, as we talked about earlier, let's do the card. What words or phrases do you most overuse? Let's use that.
What do I most overuse?
Oh, yeah.
I used to say it's all good all the time, even though it was not all good. You ever do that? Everything is terrible. We got this disease going around. Everything is shut down. He's like, yeah, it's all good.
It's not.
I need to figure out something else to say.
Right.
And I know that's like a 25-year-old phrase from like the MC Hammer song. It's all good. I wonder, do people even know that's where it came from?
Absolutely not.
That was the first time I ever heard the song. Heard that phrase. Somebody
right now that is going to watch the show and they just Googled MC Hammer.
They were today years old when they found that out.
Yeah, like I'm now years old when I just found out.
Yeah, now years old, there was a song called It's All Good by MC Hammer. Not like Hammer Pants MC Hammer, but like Pumps and a Bump. Like,
I literally
thumbed out MC Hammer.
I literally talked about Pumps and a Bump the other day, and I said, this is when Hammer came back. He dropped the MC, and now it's Hammer.
Hammer has some hits, man. I can't even hate on him though.
He could, you know, he did have hits.
Yeah, he had some hits.
Yeah. Oh, during that time, there was no person alive that said they didn't want it. They were not too legit to quit.
I was Chinese typewriting all across my living room floor.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. Look.
Oh,
that's it.
Hammer had a moment. He did. He had a cartoon.
Yep, I used to watch it. If you say stop, you definitely will. Someone should
probably say Hammer Time right after that.
Had to.
These kids don't know about that.
They don't know. They don't know the game. All right, so that was good. I like that. Okay. All right. So if for some we could broadcast in the world, so if you could send a message to the world, what would you say in 30 seconds?
I would say outside is going to open, so there is some hope. And even though it seems terrible, even though it seems like we've been quarantined forever, even though feels like you've watched the end of Netflix, even though you've watched every video on Pornhub,
Wow.
Even
wow.
though you've watched every chick's OnlyFans that you know of. You know what? We're going to get through this. And in the end, even though I overuse it, it's all good. We're going to get through it.
Well, see how I brought that back. I will say this. I, as far as OnlyFans, I tell people this. Why would I watch a 3-on-3 amateur basketball game in Druid Hill Park or the park when there's a perfectly good NBA game happening all the
but
time?
But right now, ain't no NBA. There is no NBA right now.
Rob, you know what I mean.
There is Pornhub.
You know what I mean, Rob?
I guess that would be the NBA of porn, right?
Sure, Rob.
Or XNXX or what? Or Tasty Blacks. Or, man, okay, maybe I'm showing myself.
You went down a very specific hole just now.
I did.
You went.
I don't know if I would have worded it that way.
You work for the federal government, right? Like, you do know they can watch your browser, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have to erase these cookies after this.
It's already been deleted. It's already been deleted. All right. I would say, you know what? I would say, if I could speak to the entire world in 30 seconds, I would say stay home. Like, we're getting crazy. Okay? Like, we're getting crazy where, like, we're leaving out of our homes. Mm-hmm. Like, people are dying, and we don't care. Like, people are really having parties.
They, like, big kickbacks. Like block parties.
Block parties. What are y'all doing? Stop. Like, stop. Like, we need to stay in the house. Like, it's too many times. Like, I get essential employees, thank you guys so much. But outside of that, like, if you ain't gonna get groceries, like, stay home. Like, please, like, we can't.
Ain't nothing out in these streets. Ain't there's nothing out in the streets.
Nothing.
All right. Ain't no bars open. Ain't a Waffle House. Nothing. Nothing is open.
Stay home. It's nothing out here for you. And then it's like people are catching it, and it's like it's just so laissez-faire. Like, I've seen 5 people on my social media feed that's gotten corona.
Wow. That's pretty.
I don't understand how people are like posting that they got it. I would not be posting it. Like, it's getting crazy, so we gotta chill.
I mean, they're doing a Chris Cuomo out there, like, you know, from the basement quarantine.
Yeah, got the stuff hooked up to their nose.
Oh, like, no. Like, this is serious, y'all. You know, right. Like, we knew that before this.
Like, we didn't need you to get it. I did not need for you to get it for us to know. Okay. All right. So, last one. I like it. If you could undo one moment in your life, what would it be?
Oh, man. If I could undo one moment. That is a tough one.
It is.
So I almost went into the military. I was sitting at the table and I took the test and I had the pen in hand and I decided not to go. I just kind of wonder what would have happened if I did go. I probably would have had a good VA loan right now. I probably have some good PX access, so I can get some cheap stuff on base. Maybe I would have traveled a little bit more, a little bit sooner, and met me a nice Korean gal or something. You know, I don't know. But that's kind of one moment that I rerun in my head. I think I made the right decision, but that's one thing that I kind of think about. What would happen had I decided?
I will give you my story on that.
Okay.
I, one day, mad at my parents, decided, hey, I'm going to sign up for the military.
Did you actually intend to do this, or were you just...
I was upset with my parents. Don't know how me signing up for the military was going to do anything. But me being upset, I said, oh, I'm going to sign up for the military.
So you pulled a I'm running away kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that what that was? And so, like, hoping they would chase you.
Right. No, they weren't. No. They were
like, okay, we'll help you back.
Oh, you want to go to the military? Cool.
What branch? Okay. Then it's a postcard.
So, and so what I did was I I went, and you know how they had those little questionnaires on like inside the inserts inside of magazines? I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to sign up. I filled it out. And what happened was the guy, like the recruiter hit me back like almost within like a day.
Okay.
He said, hey, he came. He said, hey, why do you want to sign up? And I was like, yeah, because I you know, I just want to serve my country. Some BS. I don't even know why I even did that. And so next thing I know, he's like, okay, yeah. He's like, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to come by at 5 a.m. and we're going to go do the test. So I'm like, all right, cool. I tell my parents. And next thing you know, at 5 a.m, this man shows up to my house. I sign up. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm talking to him. Oh, yeah, you know, it's 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks out of the month. All right, cool. It can work.
Oh, so you're going to sign up for the reserve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. So I sign up. We go there. They're testing me. They're doing all these things. Next thing I know, I have my hand up. I'm ready to swear in. And I said, I don't think I should be doing this.
Instant regret, huh?
Like, immediately regret this decision. Immediately.
Oh,
so then I say, you know what? All right, cool. So I stop, and then I go ahead and I say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. The guy, you know, the person that was doing it, he was like, okay, I understand. I respect that. And the recruiter was heated.
I bet he was.
He was like, I shouldn't take you home. I should drop you off at the bus stop. And I'm like, hey, do whatever you want to do, you know, and that was it. And part of me says I do wish that I would have done it. You know, the other part of me knows people who have come back from the military.
PTSD.
I have PTSD right now. Would I have double PTSD? I don't know how that works. So I'm glad I did not do it. And I did not do it. That was it.
We a couple of draft dodging dudes out here.
So yeah, I was like, wow.
I don't think it wasn't quite a draft dodge, but
no, yeah. I definitely was like, no, I'm not doing this, and that was it. Definitely was like, nope, I'm out, and that was it. So it was unfortunate, but I wish I would have done it because I probably wouldn't have had any college bills. But also,
right, that's what I'm. Though my parents did take care of my college, I did not have student loans.
Oh, great! That's great, Rob.
I'm sorry if that sounded kind of foofy, like kind
no,
of.
No, no, I that's great.
Shout out to my parents out here.
There you go.
Paying for my college. Okay.
That's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was
college bills. But also, that's what I'm. Though my parents did take care of my college. Not
happy. Oh, great.
Wait, did we just hear some playback there? What was that?
Yeah, a little playback. I'm trying to make sure that I put in the comments that, hey, I put all our tonight sponsors. So we have you with Malibu Travel Booking, and then we have the Kia Experience where you get all, well, essential employees right now. You can take advantage and schedule your appointment today. And with the Kia Experience, they have those follicle stimulant drops. They are the hottest thing on the market right now. Listen, get your hair's groove back right now. As well as, yep, look, you can do that, and then bam, look, it'll be you
tomorrow. Oh, man, look at that.
It'll be you tomorrow. So please check out thekiaexperience.com, and I want to make sure I posted this enough here. All right. So, okay, so let's get right into it. Thank you for Fuego Rapido. All right, sponsored by SPD Media Solutions. And so guess what? If you have dreamed on starting your own business, I've created an ebook. It goes from concept to customer. You can do this in a matter of days. So the link is there. Make sure you click on the link. I'll make sure I post it at the end of this broadcast as well. You can go from creation, from concept to customer in a matter of days. So make sure you check that out. Grab yours today by clicking on the link below. All right, so we've done Fuego Rapido. Now let's get into those real questions that people wanted to know, man. I told people I was doing the show and they were interested. Okay. So tonight's episode 12, wheels up. Wheels up. And so my first question to you is, all right, let's just get right into it. So with the recent changes, what can we expect moving forward with travel restrictions? Let's just go off with that one first. What can we expect moving forward? Outside opens back up. What can we expect?
So right now, a lot of things. So even if, because when outside opens is really kind of arbitrary in terms of, you know, like Georgia's opening back up and South Dakota might open back up. It's really kind of arbitrary in terms of the politics.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that the virus is gone or that we could just go back to normal. So you can expect restaurants to still be closed or have some restrictions. You can expect amusement parks are going to be down and maybe closed. National parks are closed right now. A lot of beaches are closed. So what I would tell people is wherever you're going, to talk to the tourism board of that city and find out, or talk to your travel agent if you have a travel agent. And that's kind of part of what we do. We do that research beforehand. Find out what's open. Is it even worth me coming at this moment? Don't just buy the $32 flight just because it's there. You want to see what's on the other end. Is anything open? Am I going to have to self-quarantine? Because there are some places that will make you self-quarantine for 2 weeks. And if all you have is 2 weeks of vacation, I know there are some people that's all they have. You don't want to spend your vacation quarantined in a hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Definitely do the background part first. It's going to be a little while. Like right now, I kind of am telling people don't really start booking until late summer, kind of early fall. That's kind of what I would call kind of a safe zone to kind of give the world some time to get itself back together.
Okay.
And even then, you still might be wearing a mask. If you're going to sport, we're probably not going to sports events. We're probably not going to concerts. All that stuff is going to be for a little while.
Do you feel like we're going to hit the summer? Are we going to go back outside in the summer? Should I cancel my summer body right now? Because summer is canceled. Do you think we're going to go traveling back in the summertime?
I think by late summer, you probably by July, August, we'll probably get a little bit of summer in. And generally in this area, it stays warm through September. So I think a lot of people, when things really start to open back up, late summer, early fall is when things will really start to pick back up. Okay. And people will feel safe in going places.
But do you feel like it's going to be too late?
Do I feel like it's going to be what now?
Too late.
I feel like I would kind of consider this summer, I don't want to call it canceled because it's not even quite May yet. And who knows what can happen in a couple of months. Right. So I don't want to try to predict the future because I was in Vegas in February. I had no clue that in 2 or 3 weeks, the whole place is going to be shut down. So I don't want to forecast too far in the future. But right now, the summer is definitely in danger. So I would say look towards the fall, look towards September when things will really be kind of opening back up. So from talking to people in the industry, it seems like there are, of course, people canceling bookings that are happening like right now in May, June, because things are going to be open. But there are some people that are like going to Orlando, going to Florida. I'm hearing from the Florida kind of agents down in that area that people are not canceling. They're just like, well, what's there to do? I got to get out of here. Wherever they are, if they're in New York, if they're in Florida, if they're in, you know, Kentucky or whatever, they're like, it's better down there. Let me quarantine down there with some palm trees, with some beach. Even if I can't get on the beach, I can walk by the beach. And it's 85 degrees instead of like 50, you know? So I'm hearing some mixed signals, but I would say generally kind of wait till late summer, early fall before you make too many big moves. Oh, I can't hear you.
There you go.
There we go. Yes.
Do you think, like, that's insane to me. Like, we got people on beaches. We got, like, we can't go from immediately having all these people catching it. People are still dying. People still get infected. They're like, you know what? Let's open up outside. Like, this is crazy. All right. So, okay. All right. So you feel like we're gonna be able to travel in the summertime. I'm thinking that we may not. If we're getting into late August,
mm-hmm.
schools are gonna happen again.
But there's still those people that don't have kids.
Yeah.
Like myself, I don't have kids. Those people that are just waiting to travel, they're just kind of waiting for the word that are just going to go.
Okay.
I think families, because you're worried about other people and you're worried about infecting grandma and your kids and maybe they've got some issues and that little Johnny's got asthma or whatever. Those folks are a little bit more cautious. But when you're talking about those 35 to 40-year-old adults that just like to travel and they're a little bit, they're a little bit more willing to take the risk. Those people are going to go as soon as it's open. They're okay. Like me. I'm going.
You're out of here.
I'm out of here. I got a flight in June, and I'm just like, let's see how this goes.
All right. So okay, let's talk. So let's say that you have a family that was supposed to schedule. They were good. They had their vacation planned. You know, mm-hmm. even for me, typically I have at least this one vacation I've been looking forward in mm-hmm. August. I just started, but I did want to go back to Miami. If we need to cancel our vacations, like, are we stuck? Like, are we, is that it? It's like, hey, man, you already know what's going on. Are we stuck?
So what I would do is find out what the cancellation policies of the hotel are, of the airline, of the resort that you're going to. Don't assume that, oh, well, it's Corona. They just gonna give me my money back. Because there's so many people asking for refunds. They're not necessarily, don't make any assumptions. Find out what the refund policy is or when you have to make a decision. So that way you can make a smart decision, you know, a month out or 2 weeks out and be able to still get your money back. A lot of times with flights and hotels, you can actually insure it too, so you can move your travel plans or be able to get your full refund or a large part of your refund back. So I would look into insurance or just make sure that you know what that return policy is, a refund policy, not a refund policy.
Typically, what are you hearing from the cruise lines? You know, or what have people been saying? What have you, or those resorts, what have people been saying?
So cruise lines, they're still booking. Most of them are at a pause. Pretty much all of them are at a pause right now. Nobody's sailing. I'm hearing June 20th, kind of late June is when, if all things keep moving in a positive direction and the infection rate keeps going down and testing is better, that there will be sailing probably early July. Yeah. And a lot of people are still booking. They're probably booking for next year, booking for late this fall, for the winter time. But from hearing from all of my travel partners, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Disney Cruises, people are still booking. They are betting on this thing going away probably by late summer, early fall. And I would say around July is when the boats will probably start moving again. And when you get on a boat, expect they're talking about masks, about putting people, you know, wearing masks. And I don't know if people, do you really want to go on a cruise and have to wear a mask? I don't know if I necessarily want to do that. And they're also talking about taking people's temperature as you come onto the boat to see if you've got like a fever. And who wants to pay for a cruise and then you can't go because you got a fever or you're sick? So I would say for cruises, I would hold off, honestly.
Okay.
That would be my advice. Hold off until at least the fall.
A representative from one of these cruise lines will be contacting you after the show. To
I would say give it some time.
Yeah. I agree, because that's a lot and it's a very closed space. And cruises are cool, but I'd rather not. I'd rather just fly to those places. And I love all-inclusive resorts. So I love those.
Well, you could say that a cruise is an all-inclusive resort that's just on water.
Yeah.
And that's why some people like them.
Yeah.
Because everything is included. You don't have to worry about your meals. You just show up to the little cafeteria. Though I don't know that I would necessarily want to show up to a buffet line now, you know?
Yeah, no. No. Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nah, send it to my room.
Yeah.
All right, so... All right, so let's say, okay, so let's say let's say that outside is going to open, or let's say that someone says, you know what, as a family, we're not going out. If my family, I cannot say that I would realistically go out at this time.
Okay.
They would have to say, well, the coronavirus dies at like 80 degrees. Then I'd be like, okay, we got a
vaccine, bam.
Yeah, we got a vaccine. And then it's okay. Like, people took the first wave of it and they're fine because I'm not taking the first wave of anything.
Got
so
it.
Let's say that whether you have somebody canceling or, you know, let's say that someone's like, you know what, I'm going to start getting ready for next summer. Next summer is going to be lit.
Okay.
What travel tips can you offer us? Whether someone's going now or next year, what travel tips can you offer us? Give us some life hacks or what we can do. In reference to having the best experience while you're vacationing,
I would say one, do your research. So some people like to travel with a travel advisor. Some people feel like it's going to add to the cost. So here's someone to dispel a myth for you.
Okay.
Even if you're going through Expedia, even if you're booking it yourself, somebody is getting a commission off of that sale. It might be the website, it might be the marketing department for Spirit or Southwest Airlines. Somebody somewhere is getting a commission, whether you come to me or not. So and when you have questions, generally Expedia or one of these websites generally isn't going to answer for you. They're just going to book it and spit out a ticket for you. They're not going to tell you what excursions are available. They're not going to necessarily give you all the details on what restaurants are close by. They're not going to tell you what the locals are like. They're just going to spit out a ticket for you. And that's fine. But if you're going on a family vacation, my tip would be do a little bit of research. Find out, like, let's say you're going to like Disney World. There are ways where you can skip the line. There are ways where you can get like a little wristband so you can pay things touchless. That's another thing that we're going to see in the future. Touchless. So that we're not just handing people credit cards. I know Disney World and Universal are going to be giving out wristbands, and you're going to connect your credit card to like a little wristband, and then.
But they were already doing that.
Yes. But I'm saying that will be the thing.
Norm.
That's going to become a lot more the norm with this going on. They don't want people necessarily, you know, trading paper money or swiping cards or touching ATMs. That's definitely going to be something that you're going to see.
I was at one of the amusement parks and they were already doing it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, that way you got to keep reaching out for your money. So I could most certainly see that happening now. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll expect to see that type of technology spread, the NFC technology, whether you're using your phone or using a device that the park gives you. And I imagine they might want you to use your phone, because if they give you a device, you know, hopefully it's not something that's used. It would be, you know, then you're putting on something that came from somebody else.
Yeah,
but expect that near field technology to jump out there, though. But in terms of planning, definitely do your research first. Sometimes people will just get things just because they're cheap. Generally, if a hotel is cheap, there is a reason. Maybe because the hotel is further from your destination than you want to be. So you end up spending more money in cab rides and gas money with a rental car or Uber rides getting back and forth to your locations because you chose somewhere that's further out. So definitely I'm talking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a fight in Dallas last year. The fight was at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, which is actually not in Dallas. It's in Arlington. But I got a hotel in Dallas, and it was like 30 minutes away. And I had to end up spending like 20, 30 bucks going back and forth to the stadium.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I'm saying. Do that research first, or use a travel agent or something so you can understand that, okay, this hotel is close to where I needed to be. I didn't just pick a random hotel.
Yeah.
In that area. It's happened to me in Atlanta too. I went to an event, like a black entrepreneur event, and it was supposed to be at the Atlanta Convention Center. But Atlanta has two convention centers. They've got one that's near the airport, and they've got one in downtown. I had a hotel that was near the one downtown. So I was, you know, spending all that money going back and forth.
Because it was at the airport.
Right. I was not sure about which convention center it was and which one, when I could have been staying at a right near next to the airport, right next to this convention center, and been walking to the thing the whole time. Eventually, I did find a hotel and moved out of the place that was downtown, and they walked back and forth to this place. But those are the types of things that you want to do the research for ahead of time.
Okay.
Find out what the proximity is. Find out, do they even have Uber and Lyft available? Is that even an option? Do you need to rent a car? What do the hotels look like? What is there to do? What is the food options? Does your hotel come with breakfast? Don't assume.
I need that continental breakfast.
Hotel does not come with the continental breakfast.
Rob, I need that. That's got to be one of the first things that happen. Does it come with the continental breakfast, man?
Right. But if you're doing like a big vacation, and sometimes you'll see something that's, people will think that just because I'm staying on a resort that it's all inclusive. Sometimes they have what you call a European plan. And the European plan basically means, well, it's kind of inclusive, but you kind of are on your own with food.
Oh, no.
Or maybe you get like one meal. Maybe you get like dinner, but you're on your own for the rest of your meal. So maybe you pay it a little bit cheaper for your stuff, but you're on your own and you got to figure out, you know, breakfast and lunch. So you got to understand the difference between the European plan, continental breakfast, and all inclusive.
So your first thing is doing your research.
Doing your research or having somebody, a professional like myself, kind of help you out for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk. You talked earlier about those myths. So yes. What are some myths that people do have in reference to travel agents? What do you think of some of the ones that, you know, it's like, hey, man, this is not true?
Well, one I would say is that that you can do it all necessarily yourself. And you, if you know what you're doing, if you're an experienced traveler, you can. But if you're kind of a rookie, if you haven't been to that city, if you haven't done a lot of traveling, doing it yourself, you end up making mistakes that you don't necessarily have to make.
Mm.
So why do the dumb thing and get the hotel that's 30 miles away from your destination? Agent who's going to put you right where you need to be. And the other thing I was talking about was price. Is they just automatically assume that just because I'm using a travel agent that it's going to be an extravagant price. That's not necessarily the case. I can usually find you the same deal that you're going to find you for yourself, especially if it's apples to apples. If it's the same flight, if it's the same Southwest flight to the same, you know, city, same airport, staying in the same hotel, I can usually match that price. So price is not generally the issue.
Okay.
So those are kind of a couple of the things. That one, I don't need you. And two, they think that the price is going to be, you know, inflated because they're using a travel agent.
All right. So any other myths that you think people have? So you said that one of the myths is that, hey, people just think that you're just getting this entire, they're getting got by using a travel agent. And two, that, you know what, I can just do it myself. I'm going to hop on Kayak or I'm going to hop on Expedia and I'm going to go ahead and book this. Done.
So some people are afraid that they're going to get their money taken. Generally, I do not take people's money directly. And I would generally not give money to a travel agent directly. Generally how that works is we have travel vendor partners that we go through. And I would basically be kind of making I'm just kind of the middle person that would help be helping you make the payment. But you're not putting the money like into my pocket. So it's not like you're sending me a Cash App for $5,000. So some people are a little bit afraid because they feel like, well, this guy's just going to run off with my money. Right. But if you work with me and my hosting company and Teletravel, you are not giving the money cash, a Cash App, Venmo, whatever you do. You're not paying the agent directly. You are still paying the vendor directly. You're paying your yes. So don't fret on that you're not just paying some dude that you may or may not trust and just giving him a bunch of money right off the break. We are still getting your money directly to that vendor so that you can get that flight, get that hotel, get that transfer from the hotel to the resort. It's still going where it needs to go. It's not going through my pocket.
No, they're going to have to Cash App me there. Yep. Matter of fact, I should put my Cash App right here on this episode tonight. All right, but nope, I'm here talking on episode 12, Wheels Up with Rob Anthony, owner, founder of Malibu Travel Booking. Mm-hmm. We're talking about travel. All right, yeah. So listen, hook me up. Because everybody's been to Miami, you know, everybody's been to Jamaica. Even though I love Miami, I've only been there one time. I'm surprised because I would have thought that I would have been thotting it out a little bit more. But I've only been to Miami. I loved Miami one time. I've been to Jamaica a couple of times.
Okay.
Put up, Rob. Put your people down. What are some really great places that
we so some hot locations? Cartagena, Colombia is one that's getting kind of hot. Going to Costa Rica is a hot location. Tulum in Mexico is hot.
I want to go to Tulum. Yeah.
Yes. Tulum is hot. Cabo is hot. Belize is hot. Going to Mykonos in Greece is hot. Santorini in Greece is hot. Seychelles, for the people with a bigger budget. Seychelles, which is an African island just off the east coast of Africa. If you've seen those pictures, it kind of sort of looks like you're in Bora Bora and there's like the little huts that are on the island or hotels that are right on top of an island and a little boardwalk. If you're like a real travel enthusiast, you've probably seen those on travel sites. That is Seychelles. That's a hot destination. Of course, Dubai is a hot destination. Reykjavik, Iceland is another one. So those are just a few of the places that people go. Africa in general, going to South Africa, going to Ghana, going to the door of no return, which is where the slaves were, that was the last place the slaves were before they got onto the boats. That's a very popular destination. They're on the west coast of Africa. In between Zimbabwe and Zambia is the Victoria Falls, beautiful falls. It's not too far from Johannesburg in South Africa, another wonderful tourist location. So those are just some of the spots that people are kind of hot on right now.
Yeah, you just dropped it. If you had
Dominican Republic also.
Yeah, I like that. I think people know about DR. They know about I've been to Belize. That's been really good. If you had an unlimited budget right now, where would you go?
I would probably go to Greece. So one of my travel partners, Celestial Cruises, does a cruise that will take you from Greece all the way down to Egypt. I would love to do that tour. So that's probably if I had the unlimited budget. I'm going to do it without an unlimited budget because travel agent rates. Yeah. But that is probably a trip when Outside opens and they do a fam trip. So when you are a travel agent or in this industry, they have something called fam trips or familiarization trips. That's basically where we pay kind of a low rate and we can go check a place out for cheap. And then we can tell all of our customers and friends and clientele about it. So as soon as Celestial Cruises has a fam trip, I'm going to Greece.
You're going.
I'm going. Pew.
You're getting flued out.
I'm getting flued out.
So what if somebody was interested in becoming a travel agent? What advice would you give them?
Oh, man. So one, I would ask them why. So one thing that we always talk about in my travel group, because we actually do the network marketing thing where we bring people in, and they come to the little seminar or the business meeting. But we are a legit business, and I know some people get scared when they hear network marketing or they hear mid-scheme or whatever. But this is a 100% legit business. You can make as much money as much as your hustle is. I would ask them why. I would ask them what type of network do they have. I would ask them what their knowledge in the travel industry is. Are they coachable? Are they willing to do the work and do the learning and dig in and do the marketing? Because, you know, clients don't come from the thin air. You got to do the marketing. You got to market your business. You got to get the business cards. You got to go to trade shows. You got to put your feet to the pavement and do this. And you got to have some customer service skills. So I'd ask them what type of sales or customer service skills they had. And if they kind of fit a certain criteria, I would invite them to come and work with us at a teletravel, or at least come to a meeting and see what it's all about and see if it's for them. And I would also kind of ask them, what are your expectations in terms of how much money you make, in terms of how many hours per week you would expect to have to work to run a profitable business? All those are the types of things that I would want to ask them, or to try to get them to temper their expectations of what they think this is.
Why are you in it? Why did you decide to say, you know what, I want to be a travel agent?
So it started out that I just was traveling and going all over the country. And I was like, well, maybe I could be a travel influencer and make money and have hotels pay to send me places and whatnot. So I said, okay, that's a little bit difficult to monetize right off the break. So I said, okay, how can I monetize this quickly? This opportunity just kind of came into my lap. It made sense. I kind of had a little bit of clientele. I had friends and family that were already traveling. I could get discounts for myself for traveling. So it just made sense for me to do
this. It sounds perfect. Yeah. All right. So you gave us a couple of great opportunities to check out some places. I definitely would like to travel with Ghana. Okay. So how can people get in contact with you? Somebody right now is saying, you know what? I'm gearing up. Outside is going to open back up. I'm trying to be out of here. I'm trying to get on one of these cruises. I'm trying to get out here. How can they connect with you?
So they can email me at bookmytrip@malibutravelbooking.net. They can find me on the Instagram @malibutravelbooking and send me a DM and let me know what they are trying to do, where they're trying to go, how long they're trying to go there. Like, you know, what month they're trying to travel, and we can kind of cook something up for them.
When outside opens back up, I'm trying to go to Tulum. Can I name drop you and get the fam rate?
No, I'm sorry. They're very specific about that. They're very kind of funny about that.
What was it?
They'll treat you well, though. I don't know.
No, I do want to go. If you saw Black, Black is... That they talked about Tulum, and I actually really want to go. So
yeah, all right. So they actually had a really interesting conversation, like when the family was deciding where they were going to go.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember, they did like a poll, and they were like, "Hey, are we going to go to Hawaii? Are we going to go here?"
Yeah.
And then somebody said, "Oh, let's just go to the Bahamas," and he was like, "No, that's like the Orlando."
Right. That was funny. I was like,
"That was very that definitely hit with me." That was right.
Okay. All right. So that's great. Thank you for stopping by, man. Thank you for dropping information. I put tonight's I put Rob's information in this broadcast. I'm gonna also repost it again so that way people can make sure to connect with you, man. That's our time for these, Rob. We overcame adversity. We overcame some technical difficulty. We went from 1G right back to 5G.
Yeah, right, no bar.
Right. So thank you, man. I definitely appreciate you. Thank you for showing up. Hey, everybody, make sure that you connect with Rob. Make sure you get all the information and schedule your next vacay. Outside might open up, so let's get out of here.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
I can't wait to cannonball in the ocean or a pool. One or the other. Yeah. I can't wait. All right. All right. So, as always, guys, you can always check the Seed Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. here, which we always stream live. All right. Check out the Facebook page for additional content. Reach out to me if you're trying to promote your goods, your services, your events, your books, any of those things. Check out my sponsorship opportunities right now for the rest of, if you want to have a commercial in here, just $10 can have a commercial here. You already heard three commercials today. And last, but certainly not least, thank you guys. Thank you guys for sticking up. Thank you guys for staying with us as we went through the show. All right. Check out next week. Next week is going to be an amazing show. I'm going to drop the information on that on Friday. So until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special, special moments again, always, guys, remember, stay home, stay safe, stay out of the way, and always remember to see, plan, do. Thank you, Rob, so much. Tulum, I'm out.
Let's do it.
On the fam discount, though. No?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
All right. All right, see you guys, everybody. Have a good night.